For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, beautiful. In liberating strife, who more than self, our country loved, and mercy more than life, America.
Sip was asking me, is there a holiday today? No, this song is playing for Song of the Day because the USA beat Iran yesterday. It's moving on to the knockout round of the World Cup. We don't watch a lot of soccer in this show, but we do follow it. This is for America. This is for USA moving out into the round of 16, knockout round. 4-6-4-5-6-8-5. One is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
For amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties.
Once again, your song of the day. This is for the USA soccer team. Moving on. America the Beautiful by Ray Charles from 1972. 464-5685. One is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That's the song that came into your mind when the U.S. defeated
Iran. I have played
Iran.
Many American songs before. I don't think I've ever played that version of that song.
It's a beautiful song.
And you're making fun of me for playing that beautiful song.
Yeah, I'm
Why
torn.
Is there mockery?
I don't... It's just interesting to me that that's the song that came into your mind when the U.S. beat Iran.
Well, Iran. I have played many different songs for the USA over the years. I've played God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood about 10,000 times these airwaves.
There's nothing particularly, there's no patriotic, this is not a patriotic holiday of any sort.
No, it's not. The USA has moved on, though. This show has been criticized for not talking about some big events before.
Has it? Why am I never aware of the criticism? The criticism. I'm sure I get a lot of criticism that you just don't.
Right. I just handle it. The World Cup is happening.
I know.
And the USA
that.
Has advanced. They beat Iran 1-0 yesterday.
Okay.
After tying both Wales and England. They defeat Iran. They move on.
And that's
They'll
the
play
song.
The Netherlands on Saturday at 10 a.m.
And you are feeling patriotic.
I am.
Okay. I love that song.
Hand over my heart.
I'm a big Ray Charles fan. In fact, there have been times when I've said to people, like, if I have to pick my favorite song of all time, it's Hit the Road, Jack. Hit the Road, Jack.
Don't You Come Back.
Yeah.
No More.
Yeah.
No More. No
yeah.
More. No More.
Yeah. You do that thing where you play a song over and over and over 100 times.
I sing it all the time,
I'll do a Hit the Road, Jack. But that song that you played today, I like
What's
it.
What's wrong with the song?
It's good. It's good. It's beautiful. It's a great rendition. I will say, I'll give that a 8.8. 8.
And you were giving me the disappointed eyes during that.
Startled. You said, startled eyes.
Is
startled.
There, you said, is there a holiday I missed on today?
Yeah, well, I'm startled. Why? That's a song. You know, that's a song for 4th of July.
Well, I had played it before for 4th of July. But yesterday felt like a very patriotic day in this country. And today is the aftermath of that, where people are still celebrating. Because usually the World Cup either ends in the USA not being there or ending quickly in disappointment.
I'm still
not
kind of
this year.
I'm still. There's a lot of things you've said today that are striking to me.
What? Give me a list of them.
Well, like.
I said a weenie earlier.
You used the word weenie, which is. I haven't heard that since 1984.
I don't think so.
Nobody says weenie, Jake. Nobody. Nobody says weenie. Nobody calls each other a weenie.
I think you just tune it out. It's out there.
That song startled me.
In a good way.
Yeah, in kind of a good way.
Didn't appear to be
good. Oh, and what else startled me? When you do that thing where you say, we've been criticized for not bringing up major events. I've never heard that criticism.
There is one specific criticism this show receives. Do you want me to air it to people?
Yes.
That we don't talk enough volleyball.
Ooh.
Well, it's the tournament time. We will talk volleyball in this show.
Interesting.
We hear your complaints.
I hear
your complaints. Yeah. I hear your celebrations.
There's something about what's happened here in the last few minutes that's sort of mildly disturbing to me that you shield me from things.
I have the shield.
Is that because you're worried about how I react?
No, I'm not. Actually, there's not many things out there. I just said that.
Please be transparent with me about our show's shortcoming.
No, volleyball is a one complaint, but soccer is not a huge complaint.
Not up. Oop. John on the text line, on my text line, John, correct, not enough volleyball.
Well, they are playing Delaware State to kick off their NCAA tournament this week. We'll get to that when they do it. We'll cover it.
Thorough breakdown of Delaware State volleyball.
We will do
upcoming.
That. Yes, Delaware State, which is the Hornets.
Yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That could be.
Because it's the Delaware Blue Hen, Delaware State Hornets, I'm pretty sure. Okay. How about that for knowledge of mascots?
That's good.
Before we get to the mailbag, I'm going to legalize it real quickly.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
Let's get to the mailbag. Okay, using the word of the day, Greg and Lincoln on the text line says, mailbag, can you two weenies tell me if Matt Davison's NIL outfit is affiliated with the current NIL collective or is it separate standalone group? Please explain if you can. Is he referring to ABM?
Yeah,
the
I
current
don't know.
One?
No, yeah. Well, okay, if he is, I'll answer it this way. 1890 is essentially taking over for ABM. ABM is helping the 1890 initiative with the transition. Now, the question is, I think 1890 will be the Central Nebraska Football Collective. There is another one, but I think internally the feeling is we should just have one. Because why? Because boosters might be confused about who do I give to? Which one? I think the 1890 initiative will end up being the Central Nebraska Collective. I think that answers the question. ABM as of December 31 will be no longer
gone.
And ABM, Jared Lambrecht, is helping Matt Davison with the transition to being the Central Collective.
Okay, there we go.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. From Michael says, Two-A-Days was an MTV show in the early 2000s that featured Hoover High in Alabama. If MTV rebooted the show today, which Nebraska high school football program would be the most intriguing to be featured?
Bellevue West.
Bellevue West. I think Gretna would be interesting.
Yeah.
They've had a nice rise from going to Class B to Class A and having success with Zane Flores and company.
Perhaps.
But Bellevue West has had a lot of talent.
Would Omaha West Side be one that you'd consider?
Yeah.
Who would be the most interesting school? He said interesting. We named best. Is there anything that you would say that isn't the best but would still be? There's a lot.
Well, do you have to be in Class A? I mean, is Class A the most interesting?
I don't think you'd have to be in Class A. What about Omaha Scut?
Maybe. Did make it this year to the finals. Bennington
isn't
and Grosswer.
Isn't there any schools in our area that you would say? Lincoln High, perhaps?
Maybe. I think Bellevue West was a good answer, and I think West Side's a good answer,
right,
and I think Gretna. I think those three would be interesting.
Okay,
they're consistently pretty solid.
All right, move on.
This is from Kelly. Kelly says, "Good morning, guys. The past season, the Big Ten West might have been the worst division in Power 5, but will it be the best in terms of coaches in 2023? Check out these names: Rule, Fickell, Brohm, Fitzgerald, Fleck, Bielema, Ferentz. I know you guys love the preseason coach rankings list, so who do you think will have the lowest ranking, and where will they come in at of those seven?"
I don't know, but thank you for the question, because that's a wonderful column. God bless you. Yeah, I hadn't contemplated it that in those terms, what the West has in terms of coaches.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald, I'm due respect, Jake.
He'll be last.
I mean, he has to be.
He'll be last. I didn't push back.
Right.
He'll be last.
Yeah. Now, I rate them. Who do you have to put number one right now? Do you have to put Fickell number one based on his track record at Cincinnati, getting a Group of Five team to the College Football Playoff?
I think
57-18. And wouldn't Fickell have to be number one, and then Bielema number two?
Yeah, I think you have to.
Okay, and then Brohm number three.
Yeah. Then Ferentz, maybe.
Ooh, Brohm ahead of Ferentz. Rule? Brohm ahead
of
Ferentz.
Is Rule fifth on this list?
Yeah. Brohm ahead of Ferentz?
Yeah. Who won the division this year?
Well, I know, but yeah.
Who is the one that refuses to get with the times across the border? Iowa.
Brohm ahead of Ferentz. Are you sure about
that? Yeah.
I mean,
that's a toss-up. It's
I'm going Ferentz, Brohm, and then do you put Rule?
Rule, and then where's Fleck at?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a hard rank.
If Fitz is last, who's second to last in the Big Ten West?
Let's just redo this real fast. Okay, number one we agree is Fickell.
Fickell.
Number two we agree is Bielema. Don't you? Okay, number three. Like, it almost seems like a three-way tie. Ferentz, Brohm, Fleck.
So Rule six then? So Matt Rule is second to last in the Big Ten West?
Well, what do you think?
It appears so. And that's why people would say, oh, my God.
Well, right now, it's very bunched. It's like a start of a horse race, and the horses are sort of bunched together. So somebody's kind of got to come out of that pack, right, in the next couple years. That pack. I'd say Ferentz will fade, the old horse.
I agree.
Fleck?
Yeah, he's trending down. Ferentz is trending down.
Yeah.
Fleck is kind of holding steady. He's not going up or down, in my opinion. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think again, you could probably right now, as the current list, put Matt Rule sixth of seven in the Big Ten West, which is scary.
Well, but we did establish it's a great list.
Right. And we would not put Bielema at second before this past season, right? Because he actually elevated himself up there with the success of Illinois.
Boy, that's a great.
Thank you to Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Rank the coaches in the Big Ten West. Yeah, I mean, the two we agree on is number one, Fickell, and number last, Fitz.
And you know what? I could be convinced that Fickell's not number one, because he's never coached in the Big Ten besides as an interim, as head coach at Ohio State, and as assistant
coach. Then who would you have at number one?
You could put Bielema right now at one.
Yeah.
Because of what he did this year at Illinois.
Well, also what he did at Wisconsin.
Right.
Three Big Ten titles. Three Rose Bowls.
You could put him at number one.
Yeah. Great questions.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, everybody.
Appreciate that. Top of the hour is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.